The finale of a home and home set coming up here for this evening in downtown Everett. The Silvertips taking on the Vancouver Giants. Mike Benton with you now for our coach's conversation. And joining us now is Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. First off, Kevin, in taking us back through the events of last evening, what do you recall? What do you remember out of what eventually was an ending to a short night?
You talking about when I got sent an early birthday gift of not having to work as hard? It's passed around amongst the refs that Everett goes down easy, meaning there's things that happen and we get knocked down, cross-checked down, hit down, and we go down easy. And it just riles me up because it's, number one, not true. And number two, when the refs don't call penalties in situations where we do get illegally knocked to the ice, we're vulnerable to getting hurt. And so to protect the players, you're always concerned about that. So, you know, in the case of the situation last night, that happened two or three times in the game. And then, you know, we had some legal hits that we put on. You know, we got cross-checked back doing it. One of the cross-checks knocks Dominic Swager down to the ice, and we get called for embellishment, which is garbage. So, we try to communicate that to the referees, I've been pretty well behaved round two of coaching the Silvertips. I was, I think, more aggressive in dealing with the refs in round one. So it's pretty rare that I take those kind of, I don't want to take those kind of penalties situations. I don't want to hurt our team in any way. The guys work so hard. I don't want to be the one that's a detriment to the team. But it's interesting that it's the same ref too both times. So
how much could that essentially provide extra challenges with trying to reinforce the message as far as proper tactics, but also the system at hand as well?
Well, I mean, we have a team that's got, we have a great group of players that has been very coachable, very dedicated to what we're doing, and very disciplined. I mean, we take the least penalties in the league because we try to defend with legal tactics and good positioning. So with regard to doing something that would have us take a penalty, like diving or embellishing something to take a penalty, we tell our players not to do it. We don't want those penalties to happen. So our players don't try to do that because of what we coach, but because we're disciplined. So we're not going to do anything that's going to put us in a penalty situation unnecessarily. Penalties do happen during the game. So it just gets, you know, it's a real touchy topic with us. The whole idea that we go down easy is very, we're real touchy about it.
One game following the holiday break, that's all now in the rearview mirror. How different is the message now for this evening to these guys?
Well, it's not different at all. I mean, our message was no different last night than any game we would have ever played. You know, there was a weird circumstance. I mean, you don't take 7 days off in hockey without practicing. And, you know, we had guys with travel problems. But those are excuses. We had guys with travel problems that were very, very good last night. So being very, very good, people find ways to overcome all kinds of challenges to be very, very good. I mean, Connor Dewar, Brian King, those guys had the same game they always have, because they're so mentally strong and so engaged in the whole process. Those guys are warriors. They're heart and soul guys. They're such culture guys for our team, and there's others. But that's a couple example of, you know, Connor didn't get to practice. Connor was one of the players that got in from Winnipeg with bad travel and didn't even get back to Everett, just stayed in a hotel overnight. He had a great game, had a very good game. So anybody who didn't have a good game and wants to blame it on a layoff or blame it on travel or anything else is just making up an unnecessary excuse, and it's not what we do. There's parts of our game. We had some players play very good last night. We had some players not play as good, and we don't make up excuses. We got to be better in certain areas of our game than we were last night.
That's all you need to know. Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine joining us. We'll come back in a moment, and you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.